What's going on, guys? Welcome to Weighing In with Worm. I'm your host, Worm Buffelli. We are here at the Wormhole Podcast Studio. It is a Monday night. It's windy as all get out outside. We are hitting the Christmas break in stride. So let's just sit back and we can talk some wrestling. Before we get started, I want to talk about power. Not electric power, not solar power. The power you have to use to get your lawn and driveway ready for anything. Are you tired of using your power to push that mower up and down the lawn? When wintertime comes, are you tired of using the power of your lower back to move that snow so you can get to the wrestling tournament on time? If you are, go no further than Raider Outdoor Power, located in Key West on 2580 Rockdale Road. The good folks at Raiders will make sure that you are set up this season to get your lawn looking like a pro-level golf course or to get that snow off your driveway so fast that you can get ready for your day. Stop out at Raiders, have Steve and Melissa take care of you, and we'll be able to help you guys out as well. Raider Outdoor Power. Whether you're looking to restore rusty old metal parts to like-new condition or protect brand-new components with durable, attractive, long-lasting finishes, Lane's Custom Steel, located in Benton, Wisconsin, can help with metal finishings and metal coating. Offering a full range of custom metal restoration using powder coating for individual and businesses, our powder coating processes will transform everything from automotive parts and outdoor furniture to everyday household fixtures. Email lanescustomsteel@gmail.com and talk to Shaden today. Lane's Custom Steel. All right, thank you again so much to those sponsors. I cannot appreciate them enough. If you guys have the opportunity to utilize those four out of the gate, please do so, along with all my other sponsors. I cannot say enough good things about them. But let's get to it. This past week in Worm's Wrestling World, Waller was at home against Cedar Rapids Jefferson, and the drought finally ends. The Golden Eagles have been winless in the MVC for four seasons. That's right, four seasons. Just due to, you know, low numbers, and, you know, the MVC is tough. So if you go in there, you know, with a low number team with, you know, and you against a full team, you're kind of, you know, putting yourself in a hole there. I know they had a lot of close duels in the past, but, you know, the holes in the lineup always seem to play a lot of the factors there. But that all changed when Thursday night when the Golden Eagles topped the Jayhawks. This win was fueled by pins from Tom Scherr, Michael Borman, Josh Clower, Jaron Gilley, Gage Miller, Luke Healy, and the walk-off pin from Kenny Petraeus. So, good for the Golden Eagles. They finally broke that curse. They're starting to pick things up here. Just, you know, like I was kind of saying, I think they're starting to roll again. 33 guys on the team. They should be getting rolling there. Cascade was in a quad duel with Midland, Elburnett, East Buck, Midland, and Springville. And it was a rough night for the Cougars. They went 1-3. You know, they took losses, Elburnett, Midland, East Buck, and Springville. I repeated Midland twice. Man, Worm, you are doing a great job at your editing here. So, yeah, they went 1-3, losing to Elburnett, East Buck, Midland, and Springville. So, you know, rough night, but, you know, it looked like they had a couple guys out with some illness. So, you know, we'll see what happens here later on in the year. I think they get a couple of those get-back duels for them. Western Dubuque hosted City High at home. Bobcats welcomed the Little Hawks from City High, but it was a tough night for the Bobcats. They dropped that one 52-24. Match of the night, though, Joe Hirsch pinned number 5-ranked Jake Mitchell. That got the crowd pretty rowdy up. Jake Hirsch having a season already. You know, he came in the season earlier in the year ranked 9th. So I think he'll be shooting up the rankings here, especially, you know, up with a pin off number 5. So Bobcats take an L at home. Hempstead was down at Cedar Rapids, Washington. They kept their hot streak rolling with a 51-22 win over the Warriors. They had pins out of Camden Smith, Tate Woodruff, Landon Gottschalk, and then Dawson Fish helped the Mustangs keep their undefeated dual streak season going. So Hempstead right now is rolling. We'll talk more about them later. But right now they're undefeated on the dual schedule. Senior was at Cedar Falls, and it was a rough night for the Rams with a 56-15 loss to the Tigers. They did get wins out of Lauren Kane, Jonquel Wright, and Rome Freeman. So, again, I'm still rooting for Senior. You know, think they're gonna get better. They'll keep growing, keep getting better. You know, just step by step. Moving into the weekend, Waller and Cascade were both up the Clayton Ridge duels. I do apologize. I was looking on track all last week, and I couldn't find where Cascade was, so I just thought that they were off. I know I did that even the week before, So that's on me. My bad, guys. I need to do a better job researching, or maybe just go as far as have the schedules on a calendar here next year, so I know exactly where everyone is instead of me just hoping that everything's up to date on track. So I'll take the L on that. My bad. Just move forward, get better, onward. Cascade, they went 4-1 tonight. They beat Clayton Ridge, Edco, Northeast Goose Lake, and Postville. They met up with Waller in the final set, the rematch from the Cascade duels, and this time it was Golden Eagles who took the home team title. They won with a 53-24 win over the Cougars. Again, I kind of know Waller had a full team. Cascade had a couple guys out with some illness. So, you know, that's a nice little small town rivalry thing going there with Waller and Cascade flipping back and forth. They will see each other again at the Cascade Invite, which is just an individual tournament here in January. So, you know, I think that rivalry has been pretty fun for them this season. The Cougars out of Cascade also celebrate 100 career wins from senior Ty Frazier. That's a great milestone. I know some people go back and forth as, you know, is 100 wins really that big of a deal anymore? I don't care, man. It's still a pretty big deal. I mean, you got to average 25 wins a year, you know. And some people are like, oh, well, some people get 34 to 50 matches. You still got to win 25 of them, you know. So if you get 100 wins, man, I think that's a, you know, that's a pretty big feather in your cap. Good for you. Congrats, Ty Frazier, on that. So, moving into Hempstead on Saturday, guys, Hempstead's not messing around, you know. Like Magadu said on Zoolander, they are so hot right now. Yeah, I tried. I'm doing my best here, guys. Undefeated on duels and winning the Keith Young and the Dwight Zimmerman invites back-to-back, the Mustangs decided to grab one more before they got their way out the door on the first half of the season down at Fort Madison at their tournament. Like I was talking about last week, the Fort Madison tournament is a two-day tournament. Started at like 4 o'clock on Friday. They did pool play on Friday night, and then the next day rolls into the tournament. They had 23 teams down there, 8 ranked teams. Hempstead was down 27 points going to the last round, and they rallied hard. They got top 3 medalists out of Elijah Hyatt, Landon Gottschalk, Evan Bratine, Mitch Murphy, Dawson Fish. Cam Smith won it. Zach Conlin took 3rd as well. So then that helped push Hempstead to that first place. Guys, right now, Hempstead's undefeated in duels. They've won every tournament that they've wrestled in so far. You know, they're going to be riding into the Christmas break here feeling pretty good about themselves. I know that they come back on the 11th against West Dubuque, the County Clash. We'll be talking a little bit more in depth with that as that gets a little bit closer. But, I mean, I tell you what, man. And they just beat Linmar. If you've been following Linmar, they had a banger weekend up at the Battle of Waterloo. They took out Waverly, Osage. They took a loss to Indianola by just less than a handful of points. And I'm pretty sure they beat West Delaware, too. So, they, you know, they showed up, showed out. Only thing I think that does is that helps Hempstead's case when it comes to, you know, when it comes to the dual team rankings coming out here soon that, you know, Linmar beat all those guys, Hempstead beats them, you know, let's see if those worlds collide. And again, for like the state duels, especially 3A, you know, they go off of the top eight ranked teams are the ones that host the regional tournament. So if you have to be a top eight team, you know, then you're starting to get those lower seed teams coming in to make your trip to the state tournament, you know, a little easier. You know, you don't want being outside that, you know, you could end up at a real tough district. So you might as well want to be in the top eight. So then you're hosting a district and you're bringing in those other teams. So Hempstead's looking really hot right now. So good for them. Hopefully they keep that rolling for their sake. Bellevue is down at the Sabre Invite in DeWitt. They came home with a couple medalists. I know the Highland brothers, Jack took 3rd, Jake took 2nd. You know, they're taking their L's right now. I know Jack started, you know, was at number 1, and he's taking a couple L's this week. But you know what, this last couple weeks, got to improve, especially this time of year. You know, Coach Rebarger is really good, I think, at, you know, assessing, you know, what they got fixed over Christmas break. And I think time will tell, and, you know, I think – he'll be just fine. I'm not too worried about it. I think Jake Hyland actually is picking up, you know, a lot of steam too. You know, for a guy who missed out in districts, you know, he's just taking L's here and there, but he's winning more than he's losing. You know, and I think, he's going to be one of those guys come district time. Going to keep an eye out for him because I think those two can sneak down and make some noise down in Des Moines. West Dubuque headed down to Des Moines area Saturday for the Al Garrison duels. We talked about it last week. You know, they wanted to go down to a Des Moines area dual tournament so they could see some 3A competition just to help with seeding. They got wins over Dallas Center, Grimes, and Urbandale. They did take some L's from Waukee Northeast or Northwest, Johnson, and Carlisle. All three of those losses are ranked dual teams. So, you know, that's a positive if you want to find a, you know, a silver cloud in that lining. You know, they lost to guys that are, or teams that are high ranked. So, you know, got some wins down there. Got to see some 3A opponents. I think they got what they wanted out of it. Senior went down to the North Lynn tournament for the Lynx invite. They got a finalist out of Zion Dia. I know he took a loss in the finals. And then Garrett Schumacher took fourth, and Jonquel Wright took fifth. North Lynn's kind of an interesting tournament because, like, you have your Xaviers of the world. You have senior center point Urbana. It's like a nice mix of, like, 2A and 3A teams sprinkled in with some 1A teams as well. And then they also have a JV tournament that runs coincided with it. So I look like on track, Coach Healy decided to bring a lot of his guys and put them on JV for this tournament, you know, to get some wins underneath them. I don't blame them. You know, the guys like Zion, Garrett, Lauren Kane, those guys can be wrestling varsity tournaments right now. But if you got a bunch of guys that are like, you know, first year out, second year out, you know, go down and get some wins, you know, get your confidence built up. And also you're able to, you know, fix a lot of things at a JV tournament more than you can at a varsity tournament, you know. So, I mean, I don't hate that idea at all. So, we're going to take a quick commercial break here, and then we'll get back into this week's Wrestling World and Coach Worm's Corner. So, we'll be right back. One of my new sponsors, Eric Doughty Concrete. For those who know Eric Doughty, a former Hempstead wrestling great, state medalist, has a concrete company here in Dubuque, and he would love to give you guys a quote today. Give him a call at 563-543-594, and he will set you up right. Eric Doughty Concrete. Guys, go to Moskies. Just do yourself a favor and go to Moskies. Moskies Barbecue, located in Cascade, has some of the best barbecue you'll ever eat. Located right off the 136 exit in Cascade, Bryce and Shauna do nothing but great work. You've seen their food truck in Dubuque. You've seen their catering at weddings. Now go to the brick and mortar and enjoy some of the best barbecue you'll ever eat. Great people, great wrestling family. They love wrestling as much as you guys listening. So do yourself a favor, stop down Moskies, get some barbecue today. There's a reason powder coating has such great reputation for strength, durability, and beauty. It can transform metal surfaces into long-lasting finishes able to withstand heavy use and harsh environmental conditions. At Lane's Custom Steel, they have been offering custom powder coating solutions to businesses and individuals since 2019. Their skilled team of professionals are dedicated to providing you with high-quality finishes that will last many years. Email at lanescustomsteel@gmail.com. That's L-A-N-E-Z, customsteel@gmail.com. All right, and we're back. Coming through with this week, it's Christmas break, so a few teams have some weigh-ins, but it looks like a lot of teams are off by the time this podcast goes. West Dubuque, we wrestled Independence at West Dubuque. That's an old, not Big Bend, but the WOMAC. That was always a big duel that they always circled, so I'm glad those guys got each other back on the schedule after West Dubuque joined the MVC. So that's pretty exciting for them to have that duel right before the Christmas break. And then Bellevue and Waller, I've been talking about this kind of, you know, at length this year. They are having a duel at St. Columbkill Elementary. Yeah, that's correct. They're wrestling at an elementary school for Bellevue. But what they're doing is they're doing a elementary slash middle school duel. And then they're also doing the girls and then varsity. So there's going to be three duels that take place. And both teams are bringing, you know, like I said, an elementary through middle school lineup for one duel. And then the girls will wrestle a duel, and then the varsity will. So, you know, that's pretty cool. It's an outside-the-box look at how to grow the sport of wrestling. You know, I'm not saying every school should do it. I think these smaller programs that want to kind of expand their outreach and get, you know, more kids out for the program, I think this is a great exposure to it. Just another way to add value to the sport of wrestling, I think, you know, make it a more family-friendly event for them. So if you're able to, go to St. Column Kill on Tuesday night, but by the time you're already here and this is already over with. So, but yeah, hopefully you guys went out and watched one of those two duels before they go into the Christmas break here. So it's a short episode. You don't nearly need to listen to me all that much anymore. So we're going to be winding down here real quick. Just moving on to Coach Worm's Corner. Again, here's my my parental advisory sticker, if you will. You know, again, you can take some of it, you can take none of it, or you can take all of it. I mean, this is just me thinking on the fly and thinking of some good things to think about here. This week, you know, it's a good time to talk about evaluation, you know, especially with the break coming up. We're at that break. We're about halfway through the season, and January is going to be here in 2 weeks, guys. You guys saw how fast November and December went. They basically showed up and dipped out super quick. So, you know, January, I think, might fly by too. So before you know it, it's district time. And, you know, I know that sounds crazy being 2 months away, but everyone talks about how fast that downhill slide is to the state tournament. So with that, you know, you gotta sit down. And I think as a wrestler, you need to sit down and evaluate yourself, or grab a coach and maybe evaluate yourself with them. And they might be able to give you some really good advice here as well. You know, first things that I think you should really look at is, you know, what are your strengths and weaknesses right now? You know, what are the good things that you have going right now? Do you have, you know, are you wrestling really well on your feet? That's great. You know, keep improving there. You know, keep finding ways to be stronger in that position. You know, you should always be sharpening your strengths. You should never, like, you know, just let them go to the wayside, because then your strengths become your weaknesses after a while. You know, then you look at your weaknesses. You know, if your weakness is on bottom, you know, you're having trouble getting off on bottom, you know, maybe put a little bit more emphasis on when you're doing your workouts and working on practice, you know, hey, we're working on bottom. I need to get better on bottom. I need to pay more attention. I need to put more time in. I need to grab a coach. I need to do things to improve that. And especially now, you have 10 days, about 10 days roughly, to get your weaknesses kind of up to par with your strengths. You know, it's going to be nice. You're going to be able to kind of relax, go home, you know, get some food in you, feel good, and then hopefully wrestle good at practice here in the next couple weeks. So, I mean, it's real simple. You know, it's not rocket science by any means. You know, get those goals specific, things to improve on. You know, do you need to get stronger? Well, then go lift more. Do you need to go build your gas tank? You know, go for a run. You know, get yourself, you're going to have time in the day to push yourself. You know, go get a run in and go, you know, get your lungs blown out. Because then you're going to go home and you're just going to be able to, you know, recover and be ready for practice the next day, rather than, you know, school, competition, you know, stuff like that. So if you have an opportunity right now to improve on those aspects, you know, I suggest go out and do that wholeheartedly. You know, and then another thing that you need, or, you know, another thing that you need to assess as well is your season goals. You know, and I was thinking about this today. You know, when coaches write, you know, or tell you to write, you know, what's your goal, I feel like most everyone just kind of regurgitates the state placer, state qualifier, state champ. But what are your monthly goals? You know, I think if you have that long-term goal at the beginning of the year, that's fine. But I think you need to break it down, your goals by month. I don't think that it needs to be like, you know, oh, state champ, you know, because guess what? You might take losses along the way, and you might take, you know, you might not be wrestling all that good, and all of a sudden, like, just you might get mentally in your head about, well, that's my goal, and I'm not meeting it, and you might just go by the wayside. I think if you break it down month by month with that long-term goal at the end, being a state champ, You know, if you say, you know, state champ in February, but, you know, right now we're going into January. Okay, January right now, I'm 13-2. I have losses to this kid and this kid. I need to improve on these aspects of how I got beat. Okay, I got taken down with a singlet. Okay, I need to work on my sprawling more. You know, write down goals for, you know, on things to fix. Then also have set of goals of, all right, I need to, you know, how many wins do I want to have? Do I need to get, you know, what's my goal of this tournament? What's my goal of that tournament? How I want to do against here? And I think if you do it month by month, and then you still have your long-term goal, it just gets broken down to be more, everything's a little bit easier obtainable, and it just will grow, or kind of snowball, if you will, into an avalanche. Then hopefully by the state tournament, you know, you've checked all the goals off of your list from January going into February, and then, you know, the fruits of your labor will come for ultimately your February goal. So, but I also, when writing goals down, guys, I'm not trying to sound like a dick here, but just be realistic. You know, be realistic with your goals. I get putting the goal of a state champ down. That's a good thing. That's what people should be writing. But if you haven't won a match yet, or, you know, you're 3-10, maybe you should start there and evolve. You know, start with, okay, let's get up my first win. Okay, I won my first match by points. Okay, now my next goal, let's get a pin. Okay, I get my first pin. All right, now I need to work on, or now my goal is to get, you know, a streak going, 2-3 wins in a row. How, you know, little things like that. I mean, I'm not telling you not to write down state champ, but again, if it's your, you know, first year out for wrestling, or, you know, you're, you know, below 500, you know, maybe this is the year you think, like, hey, my goal now is to place at the MVC. Get to the top, or, you know, get to a varsity spot, you know, just things like that. I mean, there's nothing wrong with setting your goals, but again, have them be realistic, be obtainable. Yeah, and also just because a lot of times too, we set goals for ourselves that can sometimes be unobtainable. And then when we put them so far out, because it's like kind of an unset standard, you know, people want to see those goals to be very successful, but, you know, it's like saying, like, oh, I'm going to lose 20 pounds. You know, for someone like me who's a little chubbier, it's like, hey, you know, I want to drop 20 pounds. But then, you know, I haven't really stopped changing anything. And then it's like, oh, well, I haven't lost any weight yet. So how am I going to lose 20 pounds? And I just give up. And, you know, that's how a lot of times goals often get process is, you know, it's like they start out with a goal, but it doesn't get exactly what they want right away. They don't see the long term of it, and then it just goes out the window, and they don't actually, you know, obtain those goals. But, you know, success isn't final, guys. You know, you have to climb a mountain, and the only way to climb a mountain is one step at a time, you know. So, you know, hey, there's your Joel Allen motivational quotes of the day for you there. I had to steal a couple of those from him, but I mean, they are true though. I mean, you know, success isn't final. You know, success is constantly growing. You're constantly chasing success. You're constantly, you know, and if you are going to climb that mountain of a state title, you know, you can't just expect it to just happen. It's one step at a time, you know, and trusting the process and moving forward. You know, and then another question, and I think this might be probably the most important question that you need to ask yourself during this time is, you know, what you're doing right now, is that cohesive with the goals that you have in front of me? That's the question I should be asking myself. Am I currently doing the things that are cohesive with the goals that I have? You know, if my goal is to be a state qualifier and I'm doing, you know, JV training habits, that's not gonna get me far, right? You know, I go back to, like, my personal experience about this was, like, my summer of my junior year, I would go for a run twice a week, 2 miles tops. Some weeks was 1 mile, or some days was 1 day a week, and sometimes it was 2 times a week. And then I'd go lift maybe once a week or twice a week. And I was very delusional because I thought, oh, I'm running and I'm lifting and I'm, you know, I'm doing the things to be a state qualifier. But I wasn't, you know, I was doing like 1/8 of those things. You know, if I was running for wrestling, I should have been running every freaking day. You know, even if it was like a mile or 2 miles, you know, at least if something consistent. Same with lifting, you know, drilling or getting wrestling workouts and, you know, find ways to do that 2-3 times, you know. Those were the things that I should have been able to, like, actually grow off of. And, you know, and I had access to the wrestling room whenever I wanted. But if I went in just one night and shadow wrestled, I was like, oh, I'm getting better because, you know, in an 18-year-old's head, I'm thinking, oh, I'm doing the things that all the good guys are doing. But again, I'm doing like 1/8 of it. So I'm not even really getting better. I'm just, you know, maybe getting slightly better, but not enough to be a state qualifier. So I think you really need to sit down and evaluate, like, okay, my goal is to be a state placer. What am I doing? Where, how am I training? Am I getting extra runs in? Am I eating right? Am I handling my schoolwork right? Am I handling my social life right? Am I doing all those things right? Or am I doing the, like, just enough from certain aspects of everything? Am I half-assing a bunch of little things that could make the bigger thing whole? Conditioning, if I'm half-assing my training, half-assing, like, my schoolwork and my social life, how do I expect to be able to go full all in at the state turn or before the state tournament? And now that you have 10 days to do that, I think now you have an opportunity to sit down, assess everything, and realize, okay, I have 10 days to kind of refocus and reevaluate my goals and get better from here. Just focus on, okay, putting a plan in motion and then eventually getting to our goals, you know. And I know when you have your goals, you know, obviously very easy way to go about it. Write it down and put it somewhere that you're going to have to intentionally look every day. You know, don't just write it down and you put it on your desk and you hope to look at it. You know, write your goals down in a place that you're going to have to see it every freaking day, no matter what. Whether it be in your bathroom mirror, whether it's, you know, some people put it on the steering wheel of their car, you know, someplace that you see your goals every day. And then that way you have to stop and ask yourself, how am I attaining that goal today? Is, you know, if it says, you know, if I'm looking at that goal, it says win a state title. If I'm looking at it every day, I have to ask myself, are you doing enough things or doing the right things to win a state title? You know, so if you are serious about you writing your goals down and reevaluating yourself towards this beginning part of the season or the second half of the season, I suggest do it. I suggest write down your goals, then write down what you need to do to improve those goals. And then also ask yourself, what am I doing am I doing the right things that help go with that goal? You know, I tend to ramble here, guys, so I apologize if I went on a little tangent there. But, you know, especially this time of year right now, you have the opportunity to get better and grow. And, you know, it's a whole new season coming back from Christmas break. You know, you took some L's in December, you might go on an undefeated run. I've seen it happen before. So take advantage of it. And for that, you know, there's Coach Worm's Advice Corner of the Week. Just going to wrap some things up here again. You know, this is a shorter week. Next week on the podcast, we got OG legend Randy Stewart on the podcast. My dude's coming up here this week. We're going to sit down and we're going to have some breakfast, I guess, and we're going to talk some wrestling. And I'm super excited. I've wanted to have Stu on for a while, and I didn't know how I was going to do it. I'm still trying to figure out how to do phone call interviews. And so I found out that Stu's coming back into town for Christmas. So I'm excited to sit down and talk to the legend himself. You know, so hope you guys tune in next weekend. I wish you guys nothing but the happiest of holidays. You know, spend time with your family. Embrace that time together. You know, holidays are those things, you know, you don't think about it until you get older in life, how great you had it with your family. You know, spend time with them, tell them you love them, embrace the time you have together with them. So take this advice, you know, and put it to use over the break. So with that, as always, I'm Worm. I got my one. I'm out. Merry Christmas. Thanks again for listening. Follow us at Worms Weigh In on Instagram or follow us at Dubuque Area Sports Podcast on Facebook. Before we go, I want to thank my sponsors one more time for supporting the podcast. Raider Outdoor Power, Lane's Custom Steel, Mosky's Barbecue, Gravel Excavating, Hartwig Marina, Cascade Athletic Club, Kramer's Pest Control, Jared Levy Exit Realty, Spine and Sport Chiropractic, Leonard Funeral Home, Big Game Wrestling Club, and Dubuque Wrestling Club. Thank you guys so much for sponsoring and supporting the podcast and area wrestling. We truly appreciate it.